Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of May 17th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. Looking at the Gamers Inn, I'll say this, I've had more time with my Xbox Series X, seeing a lot more progress bars. I experienced my first launch a game, get the upgrade notice, and then wait a while as 80 gigabytes downloads. That was me checking out Forza Horizon 4. But all in all, I think it's pretty much settled. I'm actually, as I record, I've got my arm rested on the Xbox One X here. I'm going to be selling that one pretty soon. I just got to get it all prepared and such. But in the meantime, I have picked up the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. I did end up having to buy it. It's not part of the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate EA Play 10-hour trial stuff. And we'll definitely talk about, you know, Mass Effect and the Legendary Edition and all this stuff on the show. But I did want to say that it's very odd. I'm not angry at Microsoft. I'm more just disappointed in EA and that they have this subscription that if you're... Now, I know I'm subscribing to Ultimate and I'm getting EA Play as part of that. And I think my understanding of EA Play, and I mean, if I was subscribing just to EA Play, I'd be a little frustrated with this, in that my understanding of EA Play was that it offered you a 10-hour trial of all the games where it made sense. And I really feel like Mass Effect Legendary Edition makes sense as a 10-hour trial. There's a lot of game there, and if you want to play that game, you're going to have to buy it eventually. And that was my intention. I just kind of wanted to test it out, and I ended up waiting for reviews and watching a couple of streams, and honestly, the reaction to its release was very positive, so I was like, okay, I think this is a safe bet for me. $80 was a lot, I'll admit, but the changes they've made to those games are significant. I watched a great Digital Foundry comparison today, and I think BioWare is kind of holding back on the comparisons between the games, and I think Digital Foundry really looks at the beginning of Mass Effect 1 and kind of the beginning of 2 and 3 and shows you the differences because they played the 360 versions and captured them. So definitely check out that video if you're on the fence. But yes, it is a remastered version of a 360 trilogy. So yeah, there's a lot of 360 era problems still present. You know, they can only change so much. But if you were a fan of the trilogy and you loved it and you want to play it again in 4K... You know, there is a big difference. Yes, you can go to the bargain bin and find Mass Effect for like $5, but I feel like the work they've done to bring this trilogy together into a Legendary Edition with all the DLC, because that DLC is not on sale, you'd have to buy it separately if you were to go to the bargain bin. I think there's enough there for fans of the Mass Effect trilogy to pick this up on day one. I'll say this, like if you've never played the Mass Effect trilogy, and you've waited this long to play the Mass Effect trilogy, you can probably wait until this comes to Game Pass. It'll probably be on Game Pass by next year. Wait for a sale. It's really up to you, honestly, as it always is. But my recommendation for Mass Effect fans is that returning to this franchise has been a lot of fun for me. And honestly, if you skipped Andromeda, you're probably feeling this draw to this Legendary Edition more than I am. Because I kind of used Andromeda as like, oh, more Mass Effect, even though, you know, wasn't well received when it launched. So we'll talk about Mass Effect Legendary Edition on the show this week. I recruited all the people that you can get in Mass Effect 1. I'm on the next mission now after getting Liara. There's some choices there, but once I was given the option to go recruit someone, I basically went there right away. So the thing I'll say about, you know, Mass Effect is that, yes, it is the oldest game in this trilogy. Yes, it's the one that got the most amount of work. But here's the thing. The story in this game, the dialogue, the conversations you have with characters, those hold up and look great. Combat in Mass Effect 1, yeah, you're going to struggle with it. But honestly, you could turn the difficulty way down and just enjoy the story. Because really, there's a vast improvement on with Mass Effect 2. So definitely check this one out if you have any interest in Mass Effect. Keep your eyes out for sales if you want to wait a little bit. But I highly recommend We'll talk about that and probably our history with the franchise on the show this week. I am still playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Don't worry, I haven't dropped it for Mass Effect. I am going to keep playing. We'll go over the news this week. There was some tidbits about Ubisoft kind of focusing on freemium titles. We'll talk about that. I think the news is a bit overblown, and Ubisoft had kind of poured water on the fire with that one too, saying like, no, we're still going to make... They still want to make AAA experiences, but they want to make AAA freemium experiences as well. And I appreciate that. I think freemiums come a long way from Farmville. So let's cut Ubisoft some slack here and see what they can do. We also got some E3 details and how that's going to work. But honestly, I feel most people will just engage through their chosen outlet like GameSpot or IGN or something like that. Over on Summoner's Call, you might be looking for a new episode this week. We are not doing a new episode. We're taking a week off. It's kind of a slow week for Fire Emblem Heroes. And it was a natural break because we finished part one of Three Houses. So we will return next week. We'll have new special heroes, likely bridal focused. The tease just went out today. And yeah, bridal focused for sure. So we'll know those heroes, who they are and what skills they have, probably tomorrow when the trailer drops. So look forward to that. But our new episode will record early, will drop early next week, and we'll also have the beginning of part two of the Claude route, which is Verdant Winds in Three Houses. Looking at upcoming games, Days Gone launched on PC May 18th, so you can check that one out if you missed it on PlayStation, check it out on PC, hoping that launches with less issues than Horizon did on PC, because... You know, Sony has kind of said this is a game that's going to lead sort of a bunch of new games coming from PlayStation to PC, so look forward to that. On the Switch, you've got Miitopia coming on May 21st. And finally, Biomutant is coming to PS4, Xbox One, and PC on May 25th. I'm interested in that one. I'm probably going to try to check it out. That's going to do it for this TGI Patreon Mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. There were some great conversations in there about Mass Effect, and we talked about education systems in the U.S. and Canada and Ontario and Quebec. There's a lot that goes on in the Discord, a lot of great discussions, so definitely check it out. I mean, I'm probably talking to folks who are already in that Discord, and I'm sure you enjoy it, but and there's a lot of specialty channels in there as well for Fire Emblem, and there's one for Genshin Impact, and really, if anything kind of takes over the Discord general chat and kind of warrants its own sort of area, we create that channel just to kind of keep the general chat open for general chat. So there you go, bit.ly/TGI Discord. That's the Discord plug. Thanks for listening. Have yourselves a great week.